Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Fernando.
Welcome back to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 20, Making Comparisons in Spanish. In this lesson, you will learn how to talk about things in Spanish using comparisons, such as, this is better than that, or less than that, and so on.
This conversation is between Ashley and a store clerk, and takes place at an alcohol shop.
The speakers don't know each other and are in a business situation, so they'll be speaking formal Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
¿Cuál tequila es más caro, el añejo o el blanco?
El tequila añejo es más caro que el blanco.
¿Y cuál tequila es más rico?
El añejo es más rico, pero menos popular.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
¿Cuál tequila es más caro, el añejo o el blanco?
El tequila añejo es más caro que el blanco.
¿Y cuál tequila es más rico?
El añejo es más rico, pero menos popular.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
¿Cuál tequila es más caro, el añejo o el blanco?
What tequila is more expensive, the aged one or the white one?
El tequila añejo es más caro que el blanco.
Aged tequila is more expensive than white tequila.
¿Y cuál tequila es más rico?
And which tequila is tastier?
El añejo es más rico, pero menos popular.
Aged tequila is tastier, but less popular. So, Fernando, can you explain to us the difference between white and aged tequila?
Sure, Alicia. White tequila is bottled right after distillation, and its taste is quite pure.
What about aged tequila?
Aged tequila is kept for about 1 year or more in oak barrels, so its flavor and fragrance are quite woody.
And which is higher quality?
In general, aged tequila is better.
I know people drink tequila in shots, but how strong is it?
Most of the time, it's around 40% alcohol, but not all people drink it in shot glasses.
Oh, really? How else can you drink it?
In the original old tradition, you were supposed to drink it slowly in a wine glass called copa tequilera.
Huh, interesting. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
¿Cuál?
Which?
¿Cuál? ¿Cuál?
The next word is...
Más.
More. Plus.
Más. Más.
The next word is...
Caro.
Expensive.
Caro. Caro.
The next word is...
Añejo.
Aged.
Añejo. Añejo.
The next word is...
Blanco.
White.
Blanco. Blanco.
The next word is...
Que.
Than.
Que. Que.
The next word is...
Rico.
Tasty. Delicious. Rich.
Rico. Rico.
The next word is...
Pero.
But.
Pero. Pero.
The next word is...
Menos.
Minus. Less.
Menos. Menos.
The next word is...
Popular.
Popular. Well known.
Popular. Popular.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first words we look at are más and menos.
Meaning more and less.
For example, if you're having dinner and want to have seconds, you can say más, por favor. Meaning more, please.
Listeners, please repeat.
Más, por favor.
And if you want to be served less?
Menos, por favor.
Listeners, please repeat.
Menos, por favor.
You can also use these words in front of adjectives to create superlatives, like better, nicer, prettier. Let's give an example of this using the adjective big.
Big is grande. So we have más grande, meaning bigger. Repeat after me. Más grande.
How about the adjective expensive?
Expensive is caro. So, más caro means more expensive.
Okay, great. Now, when Ashley asked the store attendant which tequila is tastier, what did she ask?
¿Cuál tequila es más rico?
Which tequila is tastier? Let's break it down.
¿Cuál means which? Tequila is, of course, tequila. Es means is, and más rico means tastier. Again, it's ¿cuál tequila es más rico?
So, rico means good, as in delicious.
Yes. Repeat after me. Rico.
Give us some more examples.
Okay. ¿Qué rico? Means how delicious. Repeat after me. ¿Qué rico?
All right. Now it's time for the grammar. The focus of this lesson is learning how to make comparative statements using more than.
Más que.
And less than.
Menos que.
Let's repeat, everybody.
Más que. Menos que.
So let's see how you can make a sentence like A is more something than B. For example, let's say you have two museums and you want to say that one is bigger than the other. In English, we say, Museum A is bigger than Museum B.
Like we learned earlier, the word for big is grande.
So what would the sentence be?
We say, El Museo A es más grande que el Museo B.
So I think the key word here is que.
Right. Que means than. In other words, bigger than, smaller than. We say que. Everyone repeat. Que.
So again, Museum A is bigger than Museum B.
El Museo A es más grande que el Museo B.
Now, how about the opposite? Museum A is smaller than Museum B.
We can say it two ways. El Museo A es menos grande que el Museo B.
Literally, Museum A is less big than Museum B. In natural English, we'd say something like not as big. But here, we're saying less big.
Or, el Museo B es más chico que el Museo A.
Now you're making sense. You used the word for small, right?
Correct. Chico.
Please repeat. Small.
Chico.
Smaller than.
Más chico que.
So you can say it both ways in Spanish?
Yes. Depending on what you want to emphasize.
Okay. Let's look at the example from the dialogue before we go.
The shop clerk said, El tequila añejo es más caro que el blanco.
Aged tequila is more expensive than white tequila. Let's break it down.
El tequila añejo.
Aged tequila.
Es más caro.
Is more expensive.
Que.
Than.
El blanco.
The white tequila. So the key phrase here is.
Es más caro que. Is more expensive than.
Great. That sums it up for now, listeners. Please remember to check your lesson notes and keep studying.
And let us know if you have any questions.
Bye, everyone.
Hasta luego.
¿Cuál tequila es más caro? ¿El añejo o el blanco?
El tequila añejo es más caro que el blanco.
¿Y cuál tequila es más rico?
El añejo es más rico, pero menos popular.